The U.S. Department of Energy has put one of the country's most prominent weapons technology labs under private management. Chelsea Colon is one of about 30 who started fasting to protest the lab's role in developing weapons technology.
Our goal is to persuade the UC Regents to sever ties with the nuclear weapons lab. These two laboratories are poised to design the first new hydrogen bomb since the end of the Cold War and increase the production of new nuclear weapons to 125 new nukes per year.
Congresswoman Ellen Tauscher, who is unavailable for comment, supported the deal in a letter on Tuesday which transfers management of the lab from state to private management. In the letter, Tauscher invokes the Manhattan Project, when Lawrence Livermore Laboratories and the University of California joined together to create the atomic bomb. Linda Seaver is the newly appointed spokesperson for Lawrence Livermore National Security.
The Lawrence Livermore National Security Limited Liability Company, or LINS for short, partnership between Bechtel, the University of California, BWX Technologies, Washington Group International, and Battelle, and that partnership brings together world-class excellence in every aspect of the laboratory. The goal is to integrate scientific and technical excellence, disciplined and efficient business operations, and safe and secure operations of nuclear facilities. So the changes will really be in how the laboratory operates, and so it's an integration of the university's established strength in science and technical excellence, objectivity and integrity with modern business practices.
Hididia DeVries is the outreach director for Tri-Valley's Communities Against a Nuclear Environment. The group submitted its own bid to manage Lawrence Livermore.
What we had proposed was to transform the lab into a premier science facility, specifically to work on alternative energy. People were complaining and demanding something new be done. There were so many security problems and other management problems that there were so many problems that DOE decided to open up a competition for management to see if they could get some new blood in. Despite that being the reason behind it, it ended up going back to the UC, except now it's the UC along with a private corporation.
Hunger strikers have pledged to refuse solid food until May 17th, when the UC Regents hold their next meeting. Speaking for the strikers is UC Santa Cruz student Mark Valen.
I would really encourage as many people as possible to come out to the Regents meeting. It's at UC San Francisco, and it's on Thursday, May 17th.
Reporting for KPFA, I'm Rez Sakharov.